The 1980s Xanadu album, that is indeed the Electric Light Orchestra, wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mach radio program with All Over the World. Now, doesn't that song just make you want to strap on some roller skates and put on some short shorts and just go to town? Does it? I don't know. I mean, that's what I did. That's why I came into the studio. Do this little radio show in roller skates. Duh. Before that, Akron, Ohio's own Tin Huey doing their version of the Neil Diamond penned I'm a Believer. Jackson 5. Yeah, that was the Jackson 5 doing a Jackson Brown cover, Dr. My Eyes. And the Beach Boys, Sloop John B., started off that entire set of music. We've only got just over 10 minutes left in this hour of this program. What is this program? This program is called Viva La Mach. I'm the Mockster. My name is Paul. Thank you so much for tuning in, enjoying what you're listening to. Send me a note. WRCTRequest@gmail.com is the request line, the request email. How about some Toadies acoustic for you?
Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me round the lake tonight. Round the lake tonight by my side.
This is Chop Chop Pop 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 Knock Cop Stop Pop Lop.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shop, glop, cop, grop, dop, dop, drop, flop, fop, glop, hop, hop, yop, nop, lop, mop, pop, glop, pop, drop, shop, slop, sop, stop, strop, soap, top, wop, wop, yop, chop, 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 chop.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Can't stop, chop, chop.
I don't. I have something potentially very negative, but one of the things that I've always said I want to do on this program is I don't want to go overboard with hyperbole about something being bad, but I also don't want to understate when something is potentially not looking good. Let's accurately evaluate how 2022 and subsequently 2024 is looking for Democrats and for the left, to the extent that the left is functioning or operating within the Democratic Party at this time. And unfortunately, Democrats are facing a historic, disastrous defeat in 2022, above and beyond even what is typical in the first midterm after a different party has grabbed the White House. Our friend, multiple-time former guest on the show, political scientist Rachel Bitticoffer, is sort of sounding the alarm on this and saying, listen, it doesn't have to be that bad for Democrats in 2022, but Democrats need a plan, which is currently completely lacking. So we're going to talk about that. But at this point, I'm comfortable telling you that if we accurately evaluate all of the factors at our disposal right now, 2022 could be a complete and total disaster for Democrats, the likes of which Democrats don't recover from for multiple election cycles. And then we add to that, as we mentioned last week, that aside from flipping seats, fighting races, on redistricting alone, Democrats could lose a handful of seats in the House of Representatives. So I encourage people to kind of just set the stage for this. Read the article by Chauncey DeVega in Salon, which we're linking to on YouTube, by Rachel Bitticoffer, about what 2022 could be looking like. Rachel Bitticoffer is very, very scared about what's going on. And Chauncey accurately kind of gives us a number of the important points here, of course, with the November election results of a couple of weeks ago as one data point. The reality that Democrats don't really seem to have a strategy right now other than to continue running on we're not Trump. And of course, Trump is gone. And that did not work very well in Virginia.